Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah lists a list of garments that require checking when purchased because of the potential of having shatnez in them. Habarsin v'habardisin. These are two different types of wool bed sheets. The Rav says that one was thicker, one was thinner, and they were commonly had stitching with linen in it. The adalmatikyon, this is a type of long underwear made from wool that also had threads of linen on the seams. Umenolas hapinin and pinin shoes, this was a type of shoe made from inferior wool. These things, l'yilbash b'hem achiyivdek, you can't wear them until they're checked for shatnez, because they were commonly lined with linen thread. Rabbi Yasi says, "Habayim mechef hayam, those that come from the chef hayam, from the ports, from the sea, umamedina siyam, from other countries outside of Eretz Yisrael, einon tzrichin bedika, they don't need to be checked. Mepnei cheskasan bekanbeis, because you can assume that they were made with hemp, not linen. This was at a time that linen was expensive, and it was not common for them to use linen. They used hemp." However, the Rav says nowadays linen is cheaper, and any item that one buys that has wool in it, they need to check it for shatnez because of the potential that it could have linen in it. The Mishnah says another case, uminul shel zered ein bei mishum kalayim. The zered boot that had wool inside of it, that you don't have to be concerned that as kalayim, it was not common ever to put linen into such a thing. Mishnah ches. Ein aser mishim kalayim ela tavi v'ark. There's only a problem of wearing kalayim when the mixture of the wool and linen was tavi, the threads were spun v'ark, and then the threads were woven. However, if you use the raw material in an unfinished state and you just push together a wool and linen, that would not be a problem of kalayim. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, leisilba shatnez. You can't not wear shatnez. And shatnez, the Mishnah learns, is really a compound of three words. Davar shehu shua tavoi v'nuz. Shatnez is shua tavoi v'nuz. Shua means smooth. Tavoi means spun, that the material was spun into threads. V'nuz means it was woven. So that's a requirement in order to have a problem of shatnez. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says there's another thing taught from the wording of shatnez, that the word shatnez, he says it means nullahs, that the person who is wearing shatnez is nullahs, it turns away from Hashem, umeilas hu es aviv shebashamayim alav, and he's turning his Father in Heaven away from him by committing this avera of wearing kalayim, wearing shatnez. He turns away and he causes Hashem to return away from him. And so besides for the practical halacha that you need shua tavi v'nuz, we also learn about the severity of shatnez, that it's caused a turning away from him and Hashem.